Hello. Is Shaylin Jones there?
Yes, she.
Good evening. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers will be confidential. To start, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
61.
Thank you. Thinking about your political approach to issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
What was the question again, please?
Yes, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 of how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is addressing immigration and border security.
Wait a minute, how do I feel about it?
Yes, how do you, the concerns.
What concerns do I have?
Yes, if you think if it is not important at all, which is 0, 5 means somewhat important, and 10, most important for the president and Congress to be focused on. Most important to you. Yeah.
Okay, 10 for the one you asked me, yeah.
Thank you. What about reducing crime and gun violence?
Yeah.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Yeah.
Combating climate change and protecting the environment?
Yeah.
Thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults?
8.
Making college more affordable?
Okay.
Thank you. And the next one is fighting back against racism and discrimination.
Fear.
And improving K through 12 education.
You said what? Improving education?
Improving K through 12 education. Kindergarten through 12 education.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you very much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president?
Oh, I approve.
And is that a somewhat approve or strongly approve?
let's see.
Yeah, so I want to know if you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job.
I thought you said approve. I'm sorry, approve.
That's fine. And is that somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Democrats in Congress.
Do I approve? Now you said so 5 is somewhat approved.
0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
0. We all feel favorable towards them.
Thank you. And what about the tobacco industry?
Say what?
The tobacco industry.
I feel somewhat favorable.
Mm-hmm. And on a scale from 0 to 100?
0 to 100. I just pick a number. Favorable. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, 100.
Okay.
I look at TV a lot with all this.
That's fine. The next one on the list is Donald Trump. Once again, from the scale from 0 to 100.
0. I don't like that man.
The next one is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
What the Food Administration? You said Food Administration?
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
0.
And the last one on the list is Joe Biden.
I don't pay politics no attention, so.
That's fine. We just want to know your opinion, if you feel very warm or cold towards them.
Well, like none of them, really, because I mean, the way I see how they, but I don't really pay no attention, so see, I don't know what I'm, you know, what I'm really agreeing or disagreeing about, but go ahead.
Okay, that's fine then.
That's it. We can move on.
No, we still have a few more questions to go. I'm sorry. Now, I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate them on a scale of 0 to 10 about how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
Thank you.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
You said remove illegal products?
Illegal e-vapor products.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Authorizing prescription medication.
6.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
0.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
0.
Thank you very much. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavor cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavor cigars to adults 21 and over?
Okay,
and would that be somewhat support or strongly support?
Oh, okay. Bye.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would that be support or oppose?
Do I support it?
And yes. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Support.
And would that be somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
Well, is it most benefit?
More benefit or more harm to your community?
What was the question?
Yes. Do you think
my phone
banning...
will be acting up.
Do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
Most supportive.
We just want to know if you think it brings...
The support of us.
Somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Somewhat more benefit.
Okay, thank you. Regardless on where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you. Now we're halfway there, but please bear with me for a couple more minutes.
I hope you're going to make it.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, I know. Yes. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about this dance. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is, some people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Now we have statement B. Others say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do in their own is their own business. If it's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Which of the two statements do you agree with more? Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
The first one.
The first one. And is that somewhat more statement A or much more statement A?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to tobacco usage, is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition which is an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, which is an approach that uses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
The first one. The first one. Which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on prohibition or harm reduction? That's what we...
Harm reduction.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to read to you some statements some people have said to could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about that outcome. The first one is the loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouses operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Very concerned.
Thank you. And the second one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that happening?
Thank you.
Thank you. Was that very or somewhat concerned?
Very.
Okay, very. Thank you. Now, we're almost there, but I'm going to read, yes, we're almost there, I promise. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements some people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. It's one thing to educate people on the dangers of smoking, but it's a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults in this country should not have their personal freedoms regulated by the government.
They should. Mm-hmm. What was it? Supported?
Yes. We want for you to scale it on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you do not agree at all, 5 means you somewhat agree, and... Okay, thank you.
Well, no. 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. The next one is, the FDA knows the danger in cigarettes and cigars comes from things like smoke and tar, and not nicotine or flavors, including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't cause cancer and it doesn't kill people. So this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than bans and criminalization.
5.
And the last one for this section is, today's smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ+ community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people, who will be still addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
Somewhat supportive.
Mm-hmm. So on a scale from 0 to 10?
Oh, so sorry, 5.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you once again that it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Oppose.
And is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? We want to know if you would support it or oppose it.
Oh, okay. Oppose it.
Oppose. And is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you.
Somewhat opposed.
And regardless of where you stand with this ban, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
Somewhat opposed.
Now we want to know if you think it would be it would bring more benefit or more harm to your community.
Oh, okay. More benefit.
And is that somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Somewhat more benefit.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or it would have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
It won't have no impact.
Okay, so, and is that much less willing or somewhat more willing? Where do you lean?
Willing.
Thank you. Now, we're about to wrap up. So, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer? Yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as a dip or two?
No.
A heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Soda pop or sodas?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Okay.
Yeah.
Or oral nicotine pouches?
Or what?
Oral nicotine pouches.
Oh, no.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
Yes.
Coffee?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
Yes.
Cigars?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
You said liquor or beer?
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Wine?
Yes.
Cigarettes?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes.
I'm going to get in trouble. I've got to go back to work.
Yeah. Just a few more questions. To wrap up. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
married.
Divorced?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, middle class, working class, or low income?
We're not rich. It's just me and my husband. So, working class.
Wealthy class, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It ain't suburban, no more. You said rural?
Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Okay, thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Do I identify a member?
As a member of the LGBTQ plus community.
Yes, is it there? Am I a member?
We want to know if you identify as a member of the LGBTQ
plus
community. Okay. Thank you. And with this, we conclude our survey. So go ahead and go back to work.
I guess so. I can't eat my lunch. Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.